Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
For those of us who place our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, we face the changes, challenges, conditions, and conflicts in this world with a completely different view than those who live without the assurances from heaven above. I pray that all who listen to our program today will know and or find the hope in Christ that brings confidence in the Lord into all of our hearts. Psalmist David shares some thoughts from his own experience of having confidence to face the world and all its problems because of his hope in the Lord. I've selected some of the verses found in the 71st division of the Psalms for our scripture text and reading. Listen to the psalmist as he declares his own personal confidence in the Lord. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Rescue me and deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of evil and cruel men. For you have been my hope, O Sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. As for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteousness, of your salvation all day long, though I know not its measure. I will come and proclaim your righteousness, yours alone. Since my youth, O God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. This man of faith, this man of God, leaves no doubt to anyone who would hear his words that he trusts in the Lord, and he does not rely upon his own strength, knowledge, wealth, or abilities. There were troubles in this man's life, perhaps even more than most. Yet his faith did not waver in letting God direct his life. Only a few verses from where we finished our reading, we find him writing these words, "Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth you will again bring me up." He faced death itself with the confidence that life would be restored to him by God's great power. Nothing in life nor death itself would defeat him because of God being his refuge. Things happen in our world and in our lives that are sometimes impossible to change. Other things happen that make for conditions that change our lives from the path that we had planned to be on. Nothing is reliable, dependable, except our unchanging God. Jesus taught us this principle when he taught that we should love God with our whole heart. He also taught that we should not worry about the things of this life, like what we would eat, drink, or wear. God knows that we have need of these things, and our purpose should be to seek the spiritual things of God's kingdom first and foremost. He told us that worry about tomorrow was nothing we should be doing. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Jesus taught us the danger in trusting in our own riches. "Do not store up for yourselves," he says, "treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in or steal." When life seemed unbearable and so very confusing to the Lord's disciples, he told them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." Those scriptures were spoken a long time ago, but they were given as truths for all disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming back, and there is a day of resurrection. Jesus has called and is calling everyone to believe in him and to follow in his pathway of righteousness. And his promises will be fulfilled. The psalmist had confidence in the Lord because he knew the Lord, he entrusted the Lord, and honored the Lord by his words and his actions. We encourage everyone to become like David, a man after God's own heart. Remember these words of Scripture spoken by Jesus to confirm the Lord's love and grace. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." The Holy Scriptures tell how sinners bring their faith to Jesus, confessing his name and confessing his lordship over life. They teach us to turn away from our lives of sin and to live under and by the commands of our God. Our immersion into the waters of baptism to wash away our sins is our claiming the cleansing power of Christ's blood that saves us. We're praying that you are confident in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today.
Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus is beautiful, and Jesus makes beautiful things of my life, carefully touching me.
In that day the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. Many will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool and thirsty ground bubbling springs.
Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus is beautiful, and Jesus makes beautiful. Touching me, causing my eyes to see that Jesus makes beautiful things of my life. Jesus makes beautiful things of my life.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.